What if kittens paid the Glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I am so excited to be joined by our youngest voiceover actor ever to guest star on the show, and his name is Kessler Talbot.
Hi.
Hey, welcome aboard. I'm so excited to have you here, Kessler.
Yeah, I love your show. Me and my sister listen to it every single night.
Oh, that is awesome. And that's your big sister, right? Her name's Ashlyn?
Yeah.
I heard that there was a question you two had for the show.
Yeah, she came up with the question.
Oh, was it Ashlyn's idea?
Yeah, it was Ashlyn's idea.
Oh, awesome. Well, let's hear it.
What if Eric and Fred switched places but not bodies, and Fred ran the podcast and Eric liked to chew on sticks?
Oh, Ashlyn, that is a wonderful idea. Kessler, thank you so much for representing here. I am really excited to jump into the story, and I'm sure we're going to hear from Fred the dog. He's actually just in the next room right now, taking a quick nap. But what I really want to talk about briefly before we do the story is this show, Lost Ollie. And I hear that you are one of the stars of Lost Ollie. Is that right?
Yeah, so the main star is my stuffed rabbit called Ollie, and my character is Billy, and we go on imaginary adventures and stuff like that, and he's kind of like a patchwork quilt bunny.
Oh.
And he's got big round eyes and a tiny little nose. He has his own little heart, and it's a bell.
Whoa.
And there's a lot of connections to that bell later in the story. And he gets lost, and we can't find him. And he has to find his way back.
Oh, that's really awesome. So you're sort of the Christopher Robin of this story. If Ollie were Winnie the Pooh, that would make you Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
Although I know that this story is quite different and very cool and strange, based off a book by William Joyce. And your character in the show, your name is Billy in the show, your character's 10 years old, and this Billy kind of has like a lot of stress in their life, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He has trouble coming out of his shell a little.
Oh, yeah. And I have to admit that even grown-ups, we feel stress sometimes. Do you ever feel any stresses from either school or...
Yeah, there's always like stressful things. It's just part of living, right? In school you obviously want to do a good job.
Yeah.
And sometimes work is tricky and it takes up most of your time and you still want to do other things, and that can put stress on you for finishing quickly, and then you don't do as good of a job. So
wow, I think you encapsulated so much of the stress that like every person feels on a daily basis, just trying to make the best of it. And when you build these skills, and I think Lost Ollie talks about that, we'll get into that, you know.
You guys don't know anything about stress.
Sorry, because I thought Fred was napping. I didn't...
All right, maybe I was sleeping, but then I hear you and this kid talking about how stressful everything is. Have you ever tried being a dog, huh?
I'm not a dog, so no, I haven't tried doing that.
Yeah, and his name is Kessler.
Wait, listen, Kessler, it's stressful being a dog, especially a dog that spends half their time in What If World, you know? When you go there, you don't have any control over your life. A narrator tells you everything that's going on, right?
I think I'm a pretty nice narrator. Do you think so, Kessler?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, you think so, but you wouldn't survive a minute in my paws.
I actually think I could survive many minutes in your paws. You spend half of your days napping on my couch.
Oh, challenge accepted.
Is this... Kessler, am I disappearing? Am I turning, like, a little transparent to you? Is there a portal behind me? What is happening to me? Oh!
And that brings us to our question. So, Fred.
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, hey, Kessler. We actually have two quick questions that we should introduce too from other listeners. So there's a one from Rose, and let's listen to this one real quick. My paws don't really do. I'm gonna just click a bunch of things, and there we go.
My name is Rose, and my what if question is: what if Mr. Eric got sucked into Waterworld and eaten by a Venus flytrap?
I don't approve of that question.
Quiet you, Mr. Eric. Keep falling in the portal to what if world, okay? And we actually got one more question from a listener named Jade. I'm gonna just lick the keyboard this time and see if that works.
Hi, my name is Jade. I'm 6 years old and I live in South Africa. My what if world question is, what if a bunny could talk to other animals and people?
Thank you.
So
let's find out, what if Fred the dog narrated a podcast? Did Mr. Eric like to chew sticks? What if Mr. Eric got sucked into what if world and got eaten by a Venus flytrap? And what if bunnies could talk to other animals and people?
I'm feeling kind of stuck in what if world here. And I... What do I smell? I think I smell like a... Is that a stick? Is that a distant stick somewhere? Why do I want to chew this stick so badly? This is... I do want to get let out of this mess, but first I just got... okay. I hurt my teeth a lot. It's like flossing.
Okay. Hey, Kessler. While Mr. Eric's chewing a stick, it's our turn to be the narrators, okay?
Yeah.
Where do you think Mr. Eric might go if once he finishes this stick? Because this was a really small stick.
Well, he's got to find more sticks, right?
Yeah, he's got to find...
He's got to go to somewhere with a lot of sticks and trees. What about a forest?
Okay. So, Mr. Eric finally finished his stick.
Oh, wow, that was a really small stick. And I am kind of hungry for more. Ooh, is that a forest? Yeah, all right, I'm
and
going.
Mr. Eric ran as fast as he could, tripping over his own 2 feet, because it's really easy to run with 4 feet, but running with 2 feet, that must be hard.
I fell on my face, but I'm gonna get those sticks.
And when Mr. Eric got to the forest,
Mr. Eric found a button, but he didn't see it. It was hidden under the ground. And when he trampled with his feet over the button...
Oh, man, I am so close to that stick.
It sent him back in time to when dinosaurs roamed the Earth and prehistoric Venus flytraps.
Not again! Whoa.
And there he was, staring out over the prehistoric world, where everything was bigger for some reason, especially the plants.
Oh, I don't know if that's not like any tree root I've ever seen, but it looks like a stick to me.
Yes! My teeth. Really hurts. Okay, kids, don't try this at home, but I just can't help myself. And just then, the stick seemed to move out of his teeth, writhing and wiggling, and suddenly there was a rumbling, tumbling. What kind of sound might that sound like to you? See, that's what a professional voiceover actor sounds like, Mr. Eric.
Come on, I'm doing my best here. I think I'm getting eaten already.
Not yet, you aren't. But I think that maybe you might make a delicious snack.
Oh, no. The plant's trying to eat him.
Come on, Mr. Eric loves getting eaten. I'm sure he's going to be fine.
Oh, yes, he's going to be fine. Right until I digest him.
A little claustrophobic right now. Okay, and there's no sticks in here. Maybe if I just chew on my hand a little. No, that's not as yummy, but I'm going to keep doing it anyway.
Yeah, that's what I do when I'm bored too sometimes. A pot isn't as good as a stick, but you can chew on it for like 5 minutes and you're probably fine. Kessler, let's just let Mr. Eric get eaten for a while, and you and me, we can kind of talk about whatever.
I feel like we should help him. Can you send me into What-If World?
You're a pretty brave kid, you know. That's gonna leave me all the narrator control.
Yeah, but you like me, don't you?
Well, yeah, of course. You're Kessler. You help me play tricks on Mr. Eric. We're buds forever.
Yeah, so you won't do anything bad to me. So, can I please go into What-If World?
That's very tricky, Kessler. Okay, all I have to do is reach through the computer with my tongue and lick your face. Anyway, watch out.
Your tongue is so stinky. Ugh. How many sticks have you eaten today?
Well, only two, but they were very dirty.
Fred, I told you to drop those sticks.
Have fun, Kessler. Don't get eaten. And there was Kessler in What-If... Wait a second. Kessler, you don't look like a person anymore. What happened to you? Are you some kind of small dog?
I feel ears.
Those are like long, tall ears.
Little fluffy tail, fuzzy paws, and long ears.
What could that possibly be?
I'm a bunny!
Do you want like a different bunny name?
I'm gonna be Timothy.
And Timothy the bunny, with the cutest, fluffiest tail you ever did, floof, started jumping over to the Venus flytrap.
I just had dinner, and now you must be here for dessert.
I don't think so. Wait, I'm wearing a back... What's in here? Carrots?
Oh. Ooh.
These are pretty good, but they're sour. Take these!
Yummy, wow. I've never been fed so much in a single day. Lovely, mostly I'm just feeling stressed about where my next meal's going to come from. And then when I get a chance to, I just eat and eat and eat. And anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and swallow this, what did you call him? Mr. Eric?
Yeah. He's a person. You're not supposed to eat those. They're not really edible.
I'm not edible at all. Especially this watch I'm wearing. It could give you a stomach ache.
Also, these are super sour carrots.
This is actually making me feel a little... The sour is kind of turning my stomach a little bit sour, too.
Why don't you just keep eating? Just, you're still hungry. You can fit more food in your stomach.
What do I have left?
And Kessler reached into his backpack and pulled out a fly burger, a hot bug, a grasshopper smoothie, and actual ants on an actual log.
Ugh, these are icky. Hey!
That's very good. Those sour carrots, I don't know what's going on.
No, you're fine. Probably you should just have like an after-dinner mint or something.
Perhaps
you know?
An after-dinner dessert, maybe?
I have this. What's this? It's so grainy. Ooh, it's worms and dirt. The dessert with actual worms. Take that!
Ooh, lovely! Well, I can't quite close my mouth around this.
And that's right, because the Venus flytrap was so full up of food and stuff and junk and sour carrots, and the worms and dirt dessert was just sticking out of their mouth, and the little worms were wiggling, and pieces of dirt were falling out, and some of it was getting in Mr. Eric's mouth, too.
Couldn't you have just eaten, like, one stick or something?
That's how he feels, isn't it?
Oh, you know, now I'm really starting to feel for Fred. Maybe he doesn't like sticks. He just can't help himself.
No, I love sticks. The dirt makes it even better. What's wrong with you?
Okay, I think we're getting a little off track. Weren't you about to save me, maybe? Timothy Rabbit?
Yeah, sure. So the Venus flytrap started going... What do you think it might sound like, Kessler? And piles and piles of nasty buggy food all slopped out of their mouth at the same time, including, I guess, a slimy Mr. Eric.
Oh, Timothy the bunny, you saved me. How can I ever repay you?
Do you need an after-dinner mint?
You know what? Actually, that might really help get the taste of sticks and bugs and dirt and worms out of my mouth. Yeah, thank you so much.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. That's, you know what? Now that I have dog brain, I still just want to eat sticks. Is this what you feel like all the time, Fred?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Why you think I'm always pulling at the leash?
I never realized.
I just spit up half of my lunch and all of my dinner, plus my dessert. And I've got to get Fred something right now, or I'm gonna eat all of you. Except probably not the rabbit, because Fred likes you for some reason.
You can't just go around eating everybody just because you feel stressed.
Oh.
It's okay to treat yourself to, like, little snacks, not people like Mr. Eric. I would recommend trying to fix what you're stressed about. Just talk to somebody.
What I really feel most stressed about is just that I can't walk around in these roots. I'm stuck in this forest feeling a little lonely. Maybe we could just hang out again sometimes? And then I would eat you. Wait, no. No, we would just hang out and I wouldn't eat you?
That would be great.
Lovely. I have a friend. Oh, my good friend. Someone to talk to.
You know, I could come by anytime, too. We could trade stories and...
No, I prefer the rabbit. You could go home, Mr. Eric.
Well, okay, Timothy. I'll see you back in what is worlds...
Hey, Fred.
Yeah?
One last thing.
Sure.
Can you make it so this Venus flytrap... What's your name?
My name? No one's ever asked me my name. Oh, my name is Rovinus. Like ravenous, but you get it.
Hey, Fred, can you make Rovinus able to walk?
And with that, Rovinus's roots lifted up out of the ground, and they could walk all over the place anywhere they wanted to all the time. As long as they didn't eat people. The end.
Kessler, we did it!
Yeah, that was so much fun!
Oh, that was awesome. And normally there's like a ton of mistakes. Like, mostly mine. But you are such a pro.
I do both voice acting and just normal acting. I think I was like 4 or something like that when I started.
Oh, wow, so really more than half of your life.
Yeah, my dad also does, like, TV shows, and my mom does theater, and my sister does theater.
Yeah, one big performing family.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Oh, and Kessler, where is Lost Ollie going to be playing?
Lost Ollie is on Netflix, because it's a 4-part mini-movie series, so it's 45 minutes each.
Whoa.
I like things like that because then you don't have to watch it all in one sitting.
Yeah.
Although, I would still watch it all in one sitting.
Kessler, you are welcome back on the show anytime. This was such a delight to have you. Do you want to give any shout-outs to anyone or anything you have big feelings about?
I would love to give a shout-out to my sister who came up with the idea. If Mr. Eric, like Sticks and Fred the Dog, ran the podcast... We love Fred the Dog, JF Cat, and Abacus P. Grumbler. And we love the Earth Day, this part 2 of the Earth Day one. We thought that was very funny.
And this meow out is for CJ from Toronto. Her favorite things are podcasts, animals, and science, as well as her siblings, Wilder and Charlie.
Abacus P. Grumbler here to shout out Connor, age 6. He loves video games, his pets Gary the cat, Fergus the dog, and Peppa the guinea pig. He also loves going on adventures with his mother and eating ice cream.
And our last shout out is for Zachary, or Zachy for short. He's 5 years old, and he loves Fred the dog as well as me, Zizi. He lives in a small town called Sumter in South Carolina, but he might be moving soon to Nevada. Well, good luck with your move, or with your staying. Lastly, Zachy loves to draw.
And I'd like to thank Kessler Talbot, one of the stars of Lost Ollie. And of course, Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator.
Miss Lynn, my producer. Craig Martinson for our theme song.
And all you kids at home who know it's important to talk about your stress rather than just chewing on sticks. And Kessler, do you remember how the show ends?
Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Yes!
Hello, I'm Jamie Lee.
And I'm Eric.
And we are going to be in Portland, Oregon on August 29th in Northeast Irving Park with our band, Your Song, My Song. You can find us at 6:30 p.m. with our 200 puppets for you to play with and dance with as part of Portland Parks and Recreation's Summer Free-for-All with our friends at iCan Radio.
What a blast.
You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network, an all-classical Portland public media station.